What's up, guys? Welcome to the Robert Hunter Show, the place for dreamers to wake up and start living their dreams. In today's episode, I'm going to be discussing the fear of failure and how to start to overcome it. We will start by trying to figure out where this fear is coming from and why it is so hard to defeat. But first, a sponsored message. Okay, so welcome back. Let's get straight into it. I tend to find that people who are too scared to take the leap of faith, to pursue their dream, to chase their goal, what they really want to do, and instead they decide to play it safe and not take risks and just pursue the security route. Usually, the main reason they are doing that is because they're afraid of letting down somebody else. Not yourself, but somebody else, whether that be your mom, your dad, a different family member, your wife, child. Usually, the thing that stops them from making that jump, taking that chance, is just the fear of disappointing somebody else's beliefs. I'm 23 now, and I started this journey of entrepreneurship when I dropped out of college at 17. And time after time, I've had would-be business partners. I've watched people try and start businesses. I've watched people have the opportunity to start businesses. And ultimately, they either didn't give it their all or refused because they wanted to stick with a secure route that their mom or their dad had laid in front of them, that had told them over the last 20 plus years that this was the right way, this was the way to live. But you see, the problem with that is the modern world we live in now compared to 10, 20 years ago is completely, completely different. Ever since Facebook took over and then all these other social medias and this smartphone craze, it's not even a craze, it's just the future. But ever since social media came to light, the world has changed. And because the world has changed, yes, a lot of us are probably more mentally ill and got a lot more stresses because we have to maintain a higher social media standard and this, that, and the other. But yeah, it's given such a massive opportunity. It's given such a massive, massive opportunity to everybody to be able to live life on their own terms and not just be a 9-to-5 slave for a company where you're limited to make 30, 40, 50 grand a year. You have an opportunity where you can make 30, 40, 50 grand every month with social media. If you know what you're doing, you have the right passion, the right work ethic, you can do anything you want to do. There's someone out there that's making money from pretty much every passion that's available. If there's an audience out there that love what you want to talk about, you can make money from it. You just can't let the fear of letting somebody down and the fear of the unknown and the fear of, oh, what if I don't make it, stop you. Because at the end of the day, if you fail, nothing changes. You just learn from it. And then it gives you the opportunity to come back stronger next time. That's if you fail. If you don't try, that you've got to live with the regret eating away at you every single day that you could have at least tried. Life could have been different. And it hurts me to see people doing things, coming out of uni, pursuing careers they don't even care about. Why? Because it kept their mom happy, because it kept their dad happy. When they have so much talent, so much ability, so many opportunities to go out there and crush it and leave a massive impact on the world. And yeah, instead they just want to become a number, just so they can live securely, get a mortgage, get a house, have a wife, kids, and dedicate their life to routine, which is fair enough if that's what you want. But for me, that sounds like madness. I want to dictate how much I earn. I want to dictate when I work. I want to dictate how I work. And I want to dictate the results that I produce. Me. I'm so used to failing now over these last 7 years that I look forward to it. I look forward to the lesson. It's pretty much everything I do in business. I expect to fail. If I don't, it's good news and it's happy days. But if I do, it's nothing. It's just lessons. It clearly, if you're failing, it's a sign from the world that you're just not ready yet. And if you're not ready yet, you need to go back to the drawing board, because if you made that money, you just lose it straight back. So just go back to the drawing board, study again, and then come back. It's not about fearing failure. It's about embracing the lessons that come from failure. That is the most important thing. Don't fear failure. Look forward to the lessons. Appreciate the lessons. Learn to appreciate the struggle. Because I assure you, there's going to be more struggle than there's going to be pleasure and joy. It's just how life works. So learn to enjoy the struggle. Learn to become a master during the struggle. When things are falling apart and everyone's stressing, that's when you want to shine. That is the key. The only way to grow is to do new things and experience things. And to do that, you have to step out of your comfort zone. You have to step out of what is familiar. And this isn't easy. Your brain is wired in a way that if something looks uncomfortable, looks stressful, your brain is wired to put you off doing that. And thankfully, today, I have a solution that I learned from an awesome video by Mel Robbins on YouTube. Go and check her out. Amazing motivational speaker. She specializes in getting you to live whatever manifestation of your dream you want to live. So this strategy is essentially this. If you know you have to do something, and obviously if you don't want to do it, I tend to find the more you don't want to do something, the more you should do it, because it will help you grow. But if you don't want to do something, if you leave it longer than 5 seconds to make the decision to actually go and do it, by that time, your brain will come up with a reason for you not to do it every single time. The longer you wait, the easier it is for your brain to come up with that perfect excuse to keep you from taking action and growing. So all you want to do is, as soon as you come to the realization, you need to get this done, you need to get this piece of work done, you need to cold call some clients, whatever it is, you need to just dive into it within the first 5 seconds before your brain has time to figure out what's going on and check you. You need to rewire yourself to notice those feelings of fear, but see it as excitement and not fear. Because if you take a second and think about it, the feeling of excitement and the feeling of fear are essentially the same thing. The only difference is how you perceiving that feeling at that moment in time. Because it's the same chemical reaction in the brain. It's just how you're deciding to view this situation. You could be looking at a beautiful girl in a club, stare at her, and be fearful. You could be fearful of her response. You could be fearful she rejects you. Or you could just dive in within 5 seconds, be excited for the outcome, and be excited that this could be your future wife or whatever. You never know. But it's just how you view it. So, first 5 seconds, dive into it, don't give your brain a second to try and protect you, because you don't need protecting, you need to grow. And to grow, you've got to step out of the realm which you feel comfortable in. So that's just a quick one to wrap up this podcast. This was my first ever podcast. I'm still getting a bit used to the software and the editing side of things. So just expect that as time goes on, these podcasts will get a lot better, a lot more consistent. And yeah, my delivery style will be a lot better. I won't be pausing every second. And I'll make sure I get more information, key information, to you guys in the best way possible. I'll stop saying "and" every 4 seconds, which, if that's annoyed you in this episode, I apologize. But yeah, like I said, I'm new to this podcast game, so just stay tuned. We're going to teach you so much. Let's live the life you want to live. Let's all succeed together in 2018. Stay tuned, because I'll be having some more YouTube videos coming up. Just type in Robert Hunter social media for that. I'll be posting a few videos to IGTV. That's Robert Hunter Media. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Robert Hunter Media. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you in the next podcast. Have a great day. Keep grinding. Peace.